open source vegan .com.
Today I'm with Marlon Bingham, a second year health ministry student at Heartland College. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Franklin.
How long have you been vegan?
I have been a vegan for roughly around 9 years now.
That's a long time. And were you vegetarian before that?
No.
What got you to switch to the vegan diet for 9 years?
I think it was actually the first time I heard the health message. I was born an Adventist, but I never really heard the health message until it was 2003, and that's when I made the decision.
What is your favorite vegan dish?
Vanilla ice cream.
I like vanilla ice cream, and actually, I didn't try any of this. I wish I did, but I know your mom makes some good ice cream.
Yes, she does.
At Heartland Institute, students both work and study. Before their 30-week internship, health ministry major students spend some of their vocational training time working at the Heartland Lifestyle Center. What is the Heartland Lifestyle Center, and what has been your experience working there?
Heartland Lifestyle Center is an 18-day program every month, and people come in and they receive treatments, hydrotherapy treatments. Also, they receive lectures on diet and lifestyle changes, and basically when they leave with the new information that they have, they can go out and start their new lifestyle.
You mentioned hydrotherapy. What is hydrotherapy, and what are some of the hydrotherapy treatments that you're able to do at the Heartland Lifestyle Center?
Hydrotherapy is basically water therapy. It's taking care of various problems such as headaches, fevers, with water, with hot water, cold water. Just various treatments. We have the Russian steam bath. We have alternate hot and cold. We have hot fomentations. We have the fever bath, which is good for cancer patients, and the other treatments as well.
Now, one of the highlights as well of the Heartland Lifestyle Center is the hands-on cooking class. I also worked at the Heartland Lifestyle Center, and I got to do that. And like Marlon said, it's a good place to learn a lifestyle so that you can know how to live after you leave Heartland Institute. Can you tell us a little bit more about how lifestyle plays an important part in combating chronic diseases?
It's an interesting topic because just your diet alone plays a very big part on your health. You can actually reverse many chronic diseases just by your lifestyle and your diet. And that's what Heartland Lifestyle Center focuses on and teaches our health guests.
I want to read an excerpt coming from an article from CNN dated January 28, 2011. And it was called "Reversing Diabetes is Possible." And what it says is, by making changes to their lives, such as adding exercise and improving their diets, many type 2 diabetics can drop their glucose or sugar numbers back to the normal range, reversing their condition. Now, can you elaborate a little bit more about how a plant-based diet can help people who have type 2 diabetes?
Plant-based diets have no cholesterol. Cholesterol builds up, or fat in type 2 diabetes, blocking the insulin to take the glucose into the cells. It helps to reverse diabetes in that way, where it removes the building up of fat on the cells.
What I've read about is that the plant-based diet is high in fiber, and that helps the glucose come at a steady rate. Now, this article said that you could limit your carbohydrates. Really, I believe that's talking about your simple carbohydrates. If you have complex carbohydrates in your diet, then you can have the fiber that will help with giving a slow glucose rate. And obesity is one of the major risk factors for diabetes. And when you eat a plant-based diet, you actually are able to help with your weight. The fiber actually allows you to have that feeling of fullness so that you don't eat too much. Like Marlon said, it doesn't have that much fat as a meat-based diet. And so it really helps with type 2 diabetes. And there are many studies that show how people have switched to a plant-based diet, and they've included exercise, and they have helped reverse their condition. Now, at the Heartland Lifestyle Center, guests can attend optional morning and evening worships. Why is that included in their health program?
Well, personally, I believe, and I know Heartland Lifestyle Center also believes, that health isn't only physical, but it's also spiritual. We believe in order for you to be fully physically healed, there has to be some sort of spiritual healing there first. And the evening and morning worships are there so that way the health guests can have a deeper knowledge of God, who loves them and wants them to have health physically, mentally, and spiritually. So that's why the evening and morning worships are there.
I'm so glad that Heartland does that. I believe that Christ is that great physician that we can trust in. And when I look at the studies as well, when you look at the National Geographic article, they talk about America's longest living population, and they do emphasize a healthy lifestyle as a population that both of us are a part of. And they also emphasize having that trust in God. And that's one of the major reasons why this community lives longer than the normal population here in America. But thank you, Marlon, for your time. And I want to encourage you to keep spreading the message of health to everyone you come in contact with.
Thank you, Franklin.
If you would like to know more about the Heartland Lifestyle Center, go to heartland.edu. That's heartland.edu. As always, please check out opensourcevegan.com for more information for your physical, mental, and spiritual health.
Open Source Vegan.com.